Saludos, nuestra gente, and welcome to our next episode of Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We're here to create dialogue focused on Latino opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, afro-latino, y más.
The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Genis. Latinas sin vergüenzas.
Welcome back, mi gente, to the Latina Theory, episode 3. I'm Maria Isa. I'm chilling here always on the Latina Theory with La Hermana, Ariana Henis.
Hey, hey.
And we just heard a little bit of the Latino Alternative Music Conference featured DJ Afro with Right Here featuring Kate Atherton. And bringing in the mix, La Mezcla, this week. Ariana, tell me what we got going on our show today.
So we are, it's going to be all about nuestra gente.
Obviously, always,
right, pa'lante. Always, got to focus on it. And, you know, where are you going to take us back? Because we're going to be talking about our history here.
Well, we're going to flashback into Latino history, but also pay homage to a maestro who passed away, a very influential pillar in the Afro-Boricua community, Chema, known as Jose Chema Soto. He was the founder of La Casita de Chema Rincón Criollo, which is like the mecca of Puerto Rican culture in the Bronx, in the South Bronx. Chema opened, he built this casita, and it was a replica of a casa in Puerto Rico, you know. It was like a part of the campo in the middle of the South Bronx. So you had, you know, from animalitos, like, you know, chickens running around to our mask and our viejigantes and celebrating our food. I mean, I have so many memories of Chema that happened within, like, my teen years and that influenced me to want to continue to learn about my culture. I met him when I was about 13 years old in the Bronx, and he taught me how to make my first baril, my first bomba drum, and I'll never forget that. And he was a very influential person to so many different people around the world.
I know, that's what you were telling me earlier when we were discussing it, just like how many, you know, how many roles he played in people's lives in terms of, like, maintaining that culture and that history.
Oh, definitely. Everybody who is preserving bomba and has their bomba crews across the country, they have, if not, have had a workshop or met, they've learned from what Chema has been able to preserve. And, you know, que en paz descansa, we support you, your legacy, and we will always remember. And la bomba viva, and that's something that I am honored to have been a part of in the flashback in history.
For this flashback, Maria, you're really highlighting, like, our people and our roots and, like, honoring their names. Because if we don't do it, other people aren't going to.
Nope. If, you know, and that we take the initiative, everybody, whether it's your abuelita, whether it's, you know, your uncle, if they have done something, everybody's important. It's important to have a voice. And if you don't know how to share it, come and holler at us at Latina Theory. We'll let you know how to use it.
People be trying to erase our history here, so we gotta write it back up.
Ha sonado la hora del estrechón. latino de cualquier barrio, de cualquier ciudad,
de cualquier ciudad.
Corazonado, únete,
únete,
porque en la unidad es que está la fuerza monumental que nos puede salvar de la infelicidad. De la infelicidad, pueblo latino de cualquier ciudad o barrio, únete, que ha llegado la hora de estrecharnos las manos como protección, ¡fuera!
Thank you. o nos llama el diablo. No se vaya nadie, porque dice...
Next up are our guerreras of the week. I am so honored and happy to highlight Janicet Gutierrez, who, for folks that don't know, she is an amazing activist, an undocumented trans Latina woman who actually interrupted the president of the United States. Right? At the Pride celebration in the White House. And when asked why she did it, she highlighted both that she was honored to be invited, but also wanted to make clear that the deportation of LGBTQ undocumented immigrants is unacceptable. And the way, the conditions in which immigrants, and also specifically LGBTQ immigrants, are living in these detention centers is ridiculous. I mean, immigrant trans women alone are 12 times more likely to face discrimination based on their gender identity.
Speaking of that, there is some wonderful activism going on within the LGBTQ community for Latinos. Mm. And I attended a meeting last week held at Conga Latin Bistro with Dr. Miguel Fiol and a lot of his colleagues, and Lupe. Shout out to La Lupe, who tunes into the Latina Theory.
Hey.
Discussing our Latino youth that are undergoing depression and that are leading rates towards suicide because of the fact that they don't know who to talk to, or that they are being pushed away from love and a unified household with their families. And we had discussions based on religion to values and language.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to learn more information about it, email us latinatheory@gmail.com and we'll pass you some more info about the meetings that are coming up in August.
Oh, that's really good. I'm really glad you highlight that. And just one more thing to add in terms of Janicet Gutierrez is that she's not an activist of one action. Mm-hmm. So one, this was planned and it was strategic to bring into national attention the conditions in which immigrants are living in detention centers, LGBT specifically. Mm-hmm. And just want to give a lot of love to our queer undocumented folks who are also demanding to be included in the immigrant rights movement and demanding that we start being unapologetic about what our needs are in our communities. So lots of love to the guerrera, Janice Gutierrez.
As Quinvia Gomez would say, shamazing.
Yes, exactly.
Let's highlight also two guerreras in one. They're sisters who are named Raquel and Rebecca. They are known as Boricua Chicks, #BoricuaChicks, and they're bloggers from Chicago and Boricuas de Corazón, quoting Afro-Latinos around the globe who are proud of their Latinidad and proud of being Black.
Beautiful.
And she, Raquel and Rebecca highlighted Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lala Anthony, who has a book out, I believe, called Power. And she had some words to say about being Black, being Afro-Latina. And I want to share them, so I'm going to pull it up. She said, which you can find this on BoricuaChicks.com, I don't expect people to know my cultural background just by glancing at me.
Yeah.
I do, however, expect that when I tell people my family is from Puerto Rico, that I will be believed and not accused of trying to be something that I'm not. If you're lucky enough to visit various countries in Latino America, you'll be baffled to see the blackest of the black and the lightest of the light living together. And I dare you to ask one of them to prove their Latinidad. So I thought that was something really, really cool that shout out to Lala Anthony and awesome Raquel Rebecca. I love your guys' blog. Check out BoricuaChicks.com. Break into a new track by La Tribu de Abrante, Afro Boricua, de Loisa pa la L, Abrante with Dale pa la Calle.
You are now tuned to the Latina Theory with María Isa and Ariana Hendricks.
La Tribu de Abrante.
los Rocky Part 2. Baja en el combo en los Anu, MR, el negro, el J, Junior, M, A y el pa' gritarle de lejos,
upi, upi.
Tranquilo que detrás del 210,
anda, Buffy.
Acelere el paso, pa' no te guille, Goofy. El negro es la L, ya no soy rookie,
ya no soy rookie.
Pa' que la nena lo baile, pero no con un inútil. Ella le gusta el steak
y le encanta el sushi.
De vez en cuando en piñones chandon, si el antiguo Murin. Tranquila, tú no eres tan cool, si nana.
Dale pa' la calle que nos fuimos, no. Dale pa' la calle que nos fuimos, no.
Dueño del label, yo ya ni sé.
Esto como que me huele a éxito.
Así es que, claro que quiero hijos como dos o tres. Pa' darle a mi vida un update.
Un update.
Casi cinco pa' janguear cuando esté como Matusalén. Tranquilo, Damaso y Paula, tuvieron. Vámonos de jangue, en vida es un 210 en LA. Como a 120 en el freeway. Y si se daña, lamentablemente, ok. De esa pieza ya no vienen, la compro en eBay. ¿Te imaginas? Abrante un mediodía montado en la Chivaro 32 y 60, gorda encima. Bajo un lero que tal tan y chita. Así es que ella grita, dice:
dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no. Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos.
Dale pa' la calle.
Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no. No fuimos, no. No fuimos, no. Oh. Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos.
Así
no.
Me gusta.
Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos.
Dale pa' la calle.
Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no. No fuimos, no. No fuimos, no.
De Panamá el Chorrillo, Perú el Callao. Ciudad de Dios en Brasil, Loíza, nos vamos a fincao. Como los panamíos nos vamos.
Del agua al lado.
La compa después de esta nos pidan cacao. Que no fuimos, no.
Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no. Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no.
La tribu.
Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no.
Y Abrante.
No fuimos, no. No fuimos, no. Oh. Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no. Dale pa' la calle que no fuimos, no. Dale pa' la calle okay. Que no fuimos, no. No fuimos, no. No fuimos, no.
Latinas
sin vergüenza. So I was at Netroots a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix, Arizona.
In the AZ.
Exactly. And it was for a gathering for folks that don't know what Netroots is. They're known as like the largest political progressive gathering in the country, one of the largest. Mm. There's a lot of communications and digital folks. And they frequently have speakers like, you know, Elizabeth Warren. They had Vice President Joe Biden there last year. So they're a large conference that bring in a whole bunch of people, leaders from all over the country.
Okay.
And so I had the honor of being there with two amazing women that I work with, Jane and Candace. Want to send my love to them. And we were actually, there was going to be a presidential town hall conversation that was going to feature Bernie Sanders and Governor O'Malley.
Mm.
So it's a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as this was going on and getting promoted, there was a meeting called by a black woman calling for black-brown solidarity to talk about Sandra Bland.
Right on.
Because that had gotten, you know, it was getting covered largely by the news and specifically by social media.
Right.
On this woman that had died while being
in custody.
In custody with police, and they were claiming that it was suicide. But as we all know, it looks very fishy if,
yeah.
If that was even suicide or not. We know that it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And so from that discussion came the decision to organize a direct action during the presidential town hall conversation.
And, I mean, girl, how many people showed up? How many people rallied up and spoke through?
So we had, I would say, about 40 of us that in the end stuck to it and decided to interrupt the conversation. And the facilitator actually sending mad love to him was Jose Antonio Vargas.
Mm.
And he did an amazing job. He chose not to silence us. Specifically, I want to, you know, highlight the leaders of this, which was Patrice Coolers and Tia Oso. He actually invited them on stage.
Wow.
And said, we're going to have a conversation about what they're talking about, their demands in terms of structural racism and police violence. and criminal justice reform. And so it was just this incredible, amazing experience. And, you know, it was led by a Black woman, and it had undocumented Latina women who were there with them in solidarity. And we changed the conversation of that town hall.
Man, girl, you guys just did what you had to do, let them know, and step up. I think that's what we want to encourage people here at the Latina Theory. Not that I think, I know. We want you to speak up, step to it.
And if that means interrupting conversations because you are not being included,
break the
then
glass.
That's what needs to happen. And I think Black Lives Matter is showing that. So sharing mad love to them.
Just yes.
I think that's all I wanted to say. It was an honor to be part of the action, and the work continues. And, you know, there are, you know, the names of so many people that are dying in
say
police
the names.
Custody. I just want to make sure to just say a list of some names. This is by no means representative of everyone, because there are too many. Mm. And this is by no means something that is just happening and now we're finding out. It's something that has been happening. And thanks to the grassroots organizing of Black Lives Matter and other folks on the ground, other folks of color specifically, mm-hmm. we're now demanding that it be known.
Mm.
So I'm just going to say their names because I think it's important to honor them. Sandra Bland, Alan Locke, Sarah Lee, Kendra Chapman, Joyce Cornell, Christina Tawaha, Antonio Zambramontes, Samuel DeBose, and Jesse Hernandez. Rest in peace. And we're going to keep fighting for the justice. For justice, because these things need to be changed. Black and brown folks together.
R.I.P. Google. Okay. First of all, I ain't gonna sit here and pretend like I know all the answers, man. But I ain't with the marching shit. I protest and protest, man. They shoot my son, we gon' burn this bitch down. I wanna kill a cop, but I ain't got the heart. I don't know if I'm scared or I'm scared to get caught. So many late nights I laid up contemplating the thought. As a youngin', never was afraid of the dark. But I'm afraid of police, I ain't ashamed to admit it. The anger runs so deep it done made me a menace to society, and I just be minding my business till the crime gets committed and they lie and say I did it. Affirmative action, white privilege, conservative purposes, poisoned by religion. Driving while black, paranoid, I be tripping like a soldier back from Iraq with PTS syndrome. Big brother watching like a CBS emblem. Outside of CBS, getting my Percocet prescription. Civil rights avalanche, never had a chance. Niggas in prison like the cattle ranch. Police wearing cameras, fuck that, that's irrelevant. Cause the evidence was planted in the ambulance. They broke that boy neck in Baltimore, snapped his spinal cord. Shot a 17-year-old girl, now she on life support. Kicked in the door at the wrong address and shot grandma in the chest with an AR-15. Tally up the losses, it'll make you nauseous. For the officer, it's just another day at the office. But I'm done with the nonsense. Got me a gun and some hollow tips. No marching, no politics. We deserve more. Victory for the poor, this means war. Now it's time to even the score.
Burn this bitch down, burn this bitch down, burn this bitch down. Burn this bitch down, 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 burn this bitch down.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedias.
And that was Muja Messiah with Burn This Bitch Down. We had a great weekend last weekend celebrating the release of his EP, Angel Blood Soup. It was fun. We brought Rock Marciano in from Long Island.
Yes.
Nazim and Spencer opened up with Sophia Aris and Bobby Raps. Tech did a cameo. Shout out to DJ Tony Trouble,
yes.
Mike the Martyr for producing it, and DJ Keezy for just showing us her beauty through rhythm and soul and turn up.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome. Fun time. I had a blast hosting it.
Great.
Next up, we have The Politics y la Opinión de la Gente.
Tell me about it, Maria.
Yeah, we're going into discussing Puerto Rico and its status Puerto Rico is obviously a U.S. Commonwealth, has been for 117 years since July 25th. So they the island has their celebration of independence while celebrating to want to gain independence, while some of the islanders want to keep it how it is, and while some of the islanders want statehood. So, you know, it's been the story of my life and the story of Boricuas for 117 years. Where are we? What do we want? We hear so many different sides of the story, but where are the facts? And I, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but my facts is I've always been an ally for independence for Puerto Rico.
Do you want to tell me a little bit more about it?
About why I feel that there's a need? Well, we've never had the opportunity to run Puerto Rico by Puerto Ricans. Mm-hmm. So we were the war booty. You know, we were basically, we are the booty of the war.
Right.
Of the Spanish-American War. And so right there is kind of just basically, for me, the feeling of you gave someone else your slaves.
Yeah.
And Puerto Ricans, yes, do have citizenship to the United States because of the fact that we are a commonwealth. But if you're on the island, you have no voting rights to vote for your president. We don't have a voice in Congress or in the Senate. We have representatives, and but they have no vote.
I just want to reiterate that there is no voting power there.
Yes, and unless we are here on the mainland, which has showed you the demographics of the Orlando, the Florida population, that the biggest Latino population. Obviously, everyone thinks of Florida and they think of Cuban Americans. Yeah. They think of the Cubanos. But with the strong migration of 700,000 Puerto Ricans migrating to Florida, huge population in Orlando, there's also the discussion of the debt crisis on the island and our schools being closed and our hospitals. I mean, I was in an accident in Puerto Rico a year ago with my partner, and we had to go to the children's hospital. The ambulance didn't come. The police were of no help, and we're saying, it's all empowerment of force and military, yet when the people need something, it's like cockroaches scattering when the lights come off. Like, there's no funding. There's no help. We are left trying to survive by our own means. And so many different issues. This is just a few. And we have allies in our Latin American countries because we are a part of Latino America. However, because we are a part of the United States and we don't rule our government, we don't, as Puerto Ricans, we don't have the luxury to be able to import and export our goods, to even export have been trampled by the United States government since they've owned us, you know, since my abuelita flew here to work in a bra factory in the 40s, you know. So it's just showing the side. I'm glad that there's dialogue and discussion because our people are getting killed. Our people are dying. Our people are not being educated out there because there's no funding, and that's being controlled by the U.S. government. So we have allies. We have, you know, shout out to our Puerto Rican representatives, but that are realizing how important it is for them to speak up and to talk to their allies in Congress and at the Senate. And there's certain committees of Puerto Ricanos across the country that are bringing this dialogue, because now it's all over the news and we've been dealing with this for 117 years. I don't want to rumble on, you know, about it, but now it's like a big publicity stint. You got involved with the Donald Trump dilemma when he's saying, I want to buy Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And it's just a mess, and such a beautiful island, one of the beautifulest places in the world. Beautiful people, beautiful culture that we work every day on preserving, and it's just been a mess of the war booty.
I'm really, really happy that that you're sharing that. And I think for me, as we've, you know, had this discussion outside even of the podcast, it's just taught me the importance of me learning, you know, that history, mm-hmm. and of the importance of acknowledging that Latinidad is so big. It's so many different countries, so many different issues, and we can't learn all of it at once, but we can make an effort to learn about each other
because
and each other's
struggles
and brilliance, right?
Yeah, they bridge, and it creates us as a bigger force as brown people together. So, pa'lante, and, you know, que viva Puerto Rico libre. And going into our next song on our playlist, this is a Boricua artist from El Barrio, Spanish Harlem. Love to all the Boricuas that are holding it down in Spanish Harlem and that are surviving gentrification and fighting it back. And let's pump the airwaves with Bodega Bam's Don Francisco.
Yeah, my skin tan, my phthalo, my eyes green for those pesos. Each, I don't seem huesos. I'm Pitbull when I'm Fago, with the hoes like Don Francisco. I'm Live-O when I'm Big Pun, all in the pot, little sazon. Mix it all around, them bodegas, what you got? Five. Spanish Harlem, my playground, bulletproof it all, I'm safe now. Why the whole potatoes make it safe and sound? I'ma kick that throne, I'ma take that crown. I'ma still pump, yeah, uptown. Pray to Papa Dios when I'm on that Greyhound. Fucked up nerves, back with a bird. Old pass a cig, I'ma need a bus down. Yo, champagne, my morning drink. Mommy Chula's in my bed, giving head, go head right before I blink. Brain so good, a motherfucker can't think. Straight handed part on my brand new mink. Bitch, I get money bags, look like bricks. Holy rosaries, confess my sins. Call my girl doll in Miami like a fin. Real thugged out, all black tins, back Chevy and pie. All black rims, no tin seat back. Oh wait, that's him, that guy. Even all of us people know I. Now they know my name, wanna hear my slang. Born a Latin king, I ain't talking about the gang. Mr. G know that us tan boys ring. We ain't got a problem letting off that thing.
Now tuned into the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Jerez.
Flashback in history is actually a present day in history. We have a Clinton and a Bush running against each other.
Right, that dynamic.
Where are we going? Where are we growing? As far as Bush trying to talk about anything, man, you got to remember, he's a seed of George Bush, okay, number one. It's the same bloodline that owned plantations and slave ships. La sangre llama y no lo puede negar. What is going on? We need to do a whole
segment on justice. I feel like we do.
But yeah, that's our FTP of
that
the week.
That is our major FTP.
Jeb Bush, who's not, he's also like doesn't want to use the Bush name in any of his logos, mm-hmm. because he's like, no, I want to separate myself from my father and my brother. You can't, bro. You can't, y'all.
Nope.
Kick it.
And the legacy
y'all,
that you represent and
represent
the policies
it.
That both of them push forward in this country that has only increased the economic inequality. So, and I don't even get me started in terms of what it's done for folks of color. Tell me about the other FTP, Maria.
Yeah, other FTP of the week you know, who's been... Come on, man. Who kills the lion? Okay, our FTP, another FTP of the week, along with Jeb Bush, is Dr. Walter Palmer. He apparently is nowhere to be found, but we know he's maybe in Minnesota somewhere. He's a dentist here in Bloomington, and he went to Zimbabwe, apparently paid $50,000 to a tour guide. And is known as the Shame Lion Killer. He killed the famous Cecil the Lion in Africa. Cecil the Lion's like a prized lion. He's kind of like Mufasa. And
in Zimbabwe specifically.
Yeah, he's like the Mufasa of the jungle in Zimbabwe. Or that, not the, the safari. And this dude just comes up from Minnesota, Dr. Walter Palmer, going on a massive hunting trip to get the head of a lion and takes a picture of it.
Paying $50,000. It's such a reflection of the larger issue of going somewhere else and conquering and taking things that are not yours.
Just think about the sick people out there that are doing that to actually humans, though, at the same time, because there's a whole controversy that started off, like, somebody said cat lives matter. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, we want to discuss, you know, the love for animals, but at the same time we're also talking about humanity and the differences between animal cruelty and humanity.
Let me just say something about that, and this is my opinion again. We're open to discussion. Is that there is this really particular kind of racism with white folks in terms of, like, my empathy stops with white people and then rabbits. After that, those other people of color, no. And I think that that tension kind of just blew up with what happened with the killing of the lion, which is terrible. That's not okay. We need to take care of our animals, not saying. But when you start literally, you know, equating that to the life of a human being.
I mean, look, these people aren't getting arrested for putting rotten hell on this guy's offices of the River River Bluff Dental in Bloomington. Or if they were, you know, in front of his house. Think about it. If we was at the police officer's crib,
exactly,
who was shooting and killing all of these innocent terrorizing people, beating us up, you know, we're getting killed, we're getting beat up, we're getting Donald Trumped. We get arrested or we get shot and killed at right back. And they're over here just letting people run around like crazy for this guy who killed the lion. Like, go ahead, find that dude. He should go to Zimbabwe. You know what I'm saying? Trial him. Make that happen. Follow the Zimbabwe law. Just as much as the U.S. looks for somebody who's given a WikiLeaks. Right. But, yeah, FTP, man. And rest in peace to Cecil the Lion out there giving baby cubs to the world. Also this week, not only did the massacre of Cecil the Lion happen, but I also had the opportunity to check out Snow the Product, who was on tour and stopped at the Fine Line. Mike the Martyr, my homeboy, he opened up for her, and she repped it, man. She went out there. I saw her last year at Soundset, and she tore it up. You could tell, like, she's getting more popular.
Yeah.
She's maybe making a little bit more money. She's running it. She let everybody know. She was like, where's all my brown motherfuckers in the house tonight? Yeah, all my Mexican motherfuckers. She kept swearing, you know, hey, I'm quoting her. Put your damn brown hands up. That's right. Let them know who's owning this. So she was just running.
People just losing it.
People were losing it. I was at the Fine Line watching it from upstairs by the sound booth up there. And it was so hot, girl. Like, not only was it like 86 degrees, but with a packed crowd, like, the line was up to outside when I had first arrived there, and majority of them being, you know, Mexicanos from all over. There's like from Texas, there's Tejanos, there's Chicanos, there's people from like Iowa, Wisconsin that drove all the way to Minneapolis to turn up on a Tuesday to kick it with Snow the Product. And she, as a Latina rapper, I applaud her. She has bars. She's running it. You know, I might not be slamming as much Hennessy or Patron on stage as this girl, but you got to give it to her. She's got tetas, okay? She's making them rock. She also explained to all the white girls in the crowd, please stop touching my ass. You're being, and shout out to all the guys out there for being gentlemen. So she also, but then she was like, but titties to the front, please. So she's crazy. She's like on her own mission. She's kind of like the, she's like Gloria Trevi and Be Real of Cypress Hill mixed in one.
Oh my God.
So shout out to Snow the Product. And on that note, we're going to play her song, Ay, ay, ay.
Latina sin vergüenza.
Yeah, look, I woke up with my attitude Kanye. I don't give a fuck what my mom say. Okay, maybe a little bit, but only cause I'm really not trying to start up any beef with my madre. But in my mind, today I'm Beyonce. I don't wanna hear whatever y'all say. I'm a beast, give me monster, no latte. Wearing all black like I'm robbing you in broad day. I had one too many bad nights. Today I don't wanna hear no advice. So all of you little bitches act nice. I don't wanna fucking have to ask twice. Bitch, any other day but not boy. You can even hear the tone of my voice. Today my grind is pumped up on roids. Today my ego's gassed up like Floyd. Look, I swear to God, the life I live has got my mom like, ay, ay, ay. All my bros that selling O's, that push that throat, that why, ay, ay. What you want, them bars Patron, that got you on that, ay, ay, ay. Trying to roll, you lose control. We on that level, don't try, ay, ay. Partying like YOLO. Woke me up at church, I was hungover. She's like, oh no. Gave my ass a bucket, trapeador, and got the cloro. Pitbull Jack, my mom, since I was a baby, she had le pomo. She like, como que no, ponte a trapear. Todo lo que compro te doy, ponte a limpiar. Pantalones rotos y ya, ponte a lavar. Aquí no tienen voto, carnal, pónteme al bar. Aquí no comen si no se comiden. Si aquí no ayudan, aquí ya no viven. Si aquí no das, aquí ya no recibes. Y pónganse en línea que esto ya no es chiste. Que a mí no me importa que Heather no ayuda. Muchacha huevona, allá su mamá. Por ahí la vi con el novio que tiene. De aquí a 9 meses que ya son papás. Pinche malandro nomás pa' robar. Es poquitero, rapero, local. Y Claudia, no quiero que sigas al mal. Y pobre de ti que si ya andas igual. I swear to God, the life I live has got my mom like, ay, ay, ay. All my bros that selling O's, that kush, that throw, that why, ay, ay. What you want, them bars Patron, that got you on that, ay, ay, ay. Trying to roll, you lose control. We on that level, don't try, ay, ay.
All right, welcome back, mi gente. Up next is our entertainment news, el bochinche, el chisme de la semana. So, you know, this week's chisme is something that has me so excited, and it's connected to something you actually brought up in our first episode, Maria.
Oh, que que? What is it? What is it? What's the chisme? You know, what's the
childhood memories?
Oh, Sesame Street. Yeah, indeed. Shout out to Gemma.
Right?
Yeah.
So on that Sesame Street note, tomorrow, actually, there's going to be the release of Sesame Amigos.
Oh, qué chulería.
Right? It's going to be debuting in Univision. And it's going to be a Sesame Street specifically dedicated to Latino children in the United States. And it's going to have Elmo and the Cookie Monster. And we're going to get a lot of Rosita, who's the show's actually first regular bilingual character. And they're going to be featuring, you know, folks from Univision, stars like Carlos Calderon. And then they're also going to be, featuring folks like Diego Luna on the show, which I just think it's beautiful programming for nuestros bebés, nuestra gente, in our language. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, like, we definitely will be tuning in. I want to see that. I want my niece to be speaking more Spanish. She does when she's with her Lita. Mm-hmm. But I feel like these are the angles that allow our generations to keep providing more vocabulary in Spanglish.
And knowing that their culture and their history is so important.
And celebrated.
Right? Beautiful. Yes.
Lovely.
So, you know, gonna put that name out here. Calle Sesame would also be a great name. Just want to say it.
Yeah. I think if they have Calle 13 as a guest on Sesame Amigos,
yes,
they'll have to switch it for that episode.
Please, please.
And our next segment goes into the Ay Dios Mio.
Yes, tell me about that.
Girl, our Ay Dios Mio of the week goes, our ADM goes to Meek Mill. Yes.
I can't even know
this. I can't believe this. So Meek Mill, there's been this new hip-hop MC battle between Drake versus Meek Mill.
Right.
And Meek Mill should just, he needs to go to rapper rehab.
Mm-hmm.
I will never play the song, the diss song that he dropped.
I mean, I know you had a very nice tweet response to it. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I basically just said, you know, Nicki didn't write this one.
Damn.
Meek Mill is Nicki's man. Or, you know, that's her man. Yeah, we'll see how long. That's basically how that song felt. I'm out of words. Like he was.
Right?
And I could have freestyled a better diss. He took about 5 days to respond to Drake. And it was just plain out bad. I'm not even going to play it on the Latina Theory.
No, please don't.
Because I'm not ever going to hear the song again.
No.
In reality. And Drake, yeah, he basically sent Meek Mill to go live with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air. Like, you should just face off of hip hop and news for a while. Be on that note, moving forward. Another Ay Dios Mio was the Cartel Land movie I was able to see this past week. Got to check out the Amy Winehouse documentary. It was off the chain too. Cried every second, and then did my little tiptoe to the next movie caught Cartel Land at the Lagoon. Yeah, shout out to Libby and to Rose, who allowed me to blog about the Cartel Land. And for the Star Trib, they were awesome. And the movie, though, just basically based off the Mexican drug war and how our people are being segregated by the media, our brown people, and especially the Mexicanos, who are hard workers and do so much and sacrifice so much to just be able to provide for their families, the families that are on both sides of the border, down there and over here, and how either way, you know, lives are being sacrificed. But at the same time, you have this white man who starts his own, the Arizona Border Recon.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, and he dresses up in camouflage and calls in with his boys. They dress in camouflage, walk around with machine guns in the border in Arizona to find Mexicans to deport. Because, like, some of them are really good people. Some of them just want to work here and, you know, but they have to do it legally. They have to understand these are the rules. And some of them might be not good people. Some of them may be people that, you know, are a part of the issues with the drug cartel.
Oh, no. Clearly don't even know the history.
Like, don't.
Whose land are you on also?
Let's don't.
Just, it's just, I don't. The fact that, let me just be clear, no other community would be allowed to express hatred in such a dangerous and direct way except you know what I mean? Except white folks.
Mm-hmm.
It is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're allowed to do that. But
yeah,
that's a whole other conversation.
A whole other conversation. So check it out. It was a 2015 Sundance U.S. documentary award winners. And it goes into the pueblos of Michoacán and the agencias that are, like, trying to be organized by the people, for the people, against the government, against the Mexican government. And it's intense, but it shows you the pros and cons of both of the sides. And check it out, Cartel Land. It's playing at the Lagoon.
Latinas sin vergüenzas.
Naila lloraba ante mí, ella me hablaba con ternura, puso en mis labios su dulzura, yo le decía por qué lloraba, y ella me contestó así, me embriagué con otro hombre. Ya no soy Naila para ti. Ya me embriagué con otro hombre. Ya no soy Naila para ti. Naila, ¿y por qué me abandonas, tonta? Si bien sabes que te quiero, vuelve a mí, ya no busques otros senderos, te perdono.
Talk about nuestra salud, which is so important and we definitely need to be taken care of, especially after, you know, discussing all the heavy topics we've been on today. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be our Dr. Curandera, and I'm going to be talking about the magia of cucumber.
Mm.
So
I love cucumbers.
I do too, with a little bit of limon and chile for
everything. And a little bit of dill and cheese on there, like a good fine cheese. It serves as a better, like as a substitute for a cracker.
Ooh.
I don't mess with crackers. I mess with cucumbers.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to have to try that out. we're just going in today. So one thing you should know is that cucumbers are great to relieve stress. So if you cut a cucumber, put it in boiling water, and just kind of smell the what comes out, and eating it too will help relieve stress. It's also, as Maria made sure to emphasize, an excellent remedy for a hangover when I brought this up earlier today.
Yes, it is.
They're also just really good at keeping you hydrated, and they're great for your breath. So if you ever, you know, have a little bit of too much garlic or anything going on, have some cucumber and your breath will definitely improve. And I also just wanted to highlight the delicious grapefruit.
Toronja.
Toronja, exactly. So it's just delicious. It's full of vitamins. It's a really good way to hydrate. It's composed 90% of water. Mm. So I just think that for if you're trying to drink, as much juice because of all the sugar, you know, the cucumber and some toronja, some grapefruit will definitely mm-hmm. keep you hydrated and make sure you're not consuming as much sugar, too much sugar for your diet.
Les fleurs sont encore pâles, c'est ta présence qui s'éloigne. Comme les petites voiles des bateaux qui font naufrage, mes yeux se sont noyés en larmes. Ay, quel dolor que me duele.
go into our plato de la semana, our restaurant review, and we focus this week on it's National Wing Week, so hey. Las alitas de pollo, which are one of my favorite things ever.
Right.
It's National Wing Week, and what better places to stop around the city than to go ahead and check out all of the list of the wings. And I got to trample onto a few of them this past week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monte Carlo, they obviously have some amazing wings. You know, everyone says the Hickory Hut in St. Paul. The Blue Door has some amazing Rican wings.
All right, but which were your favorite out of all these that you went to?
Out of all the ones that I went to, my favorite is The Spot. It's a new favorite. It's called The DA Spot, and it's over on the east side. You can check out their menu at The Spot, eatthespot.com. They have over 70, like, just flavors, and I'm sure they're creating more right now. Cool people. Shout out to Andrew and Max. They hooked us up with like a free order of wings to try another recipe. But we had the Black Panther wings. Mm. We had the Cordon Bleu, all fresh, like blue cheese. Everything's from scratch, the sauces that they make. We had pineapple barbecue, just different out of the ordinary too. There's
You're
a lot that
hungry.
We didn't try. They have like these peanut butter and like honey jelly, like different Ooh. kinds, but everyone's like swearing like go all at it. They're all amazing.
Mm.
Y no tenía mucho sabor, y shout out to The Spot. They'll have a new grand opening too in a few months. They're gonna be moving from the spot that they're at on the east side, but they're just moving like literally two blocks away, they said. So yeah, go check it out, The Spot.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Jerez. Latinas sin vergüenzas.
Thank you so much for tuning in, nuestra gente. Go check out Azul, which is a new spot for salsa dancing.
Yes, big up to Jim Carlson Premier. And I know that Melissa Silva was over there having el burrito, serving some delicious cuisine. A lot of different Latinos networks here in the cities, in the Twin Cities, in the state of Minnesota. Get to know your gente. We want to get to know you. So dale un Twitter tweet at Latina Theory and check us out next episode where we'll be highlighting more of our hashtags and presentaciones. We want to hear from you. So holler. Maria Isa with
Ariana Jerez.
Y together we are the Latina Theory.
Latinas sin vergüenza.
This here is like a groove. Let's go somewhere classy and toast glasses, maybe on the rooftop, laughing. Just put it all on my tab. Have a blast. I don't even gotta ask if you feeling me. Girl, I'm that ill and you be feeling like my remedy. The time's moving fast, even though the night's young. Pour a drink on ice, huh? We gon' have a nice one. It be feeling like
love at first sight, the moment both our eyes met. And baby, you've been on my mind ever since. I know it's worth it just for the experience. So let's think you make this a night we won't forget.
Time goes by so fast. I can't keep up. Tick, 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 tick.